Water. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us there. You can also join us on Skype. Our username to which you can connect is lrn.fm. Send us a contact request. It will be accepted. We will then be easy to connect to for you from that point on. So, once again, 855-453, toll-free number, brought to you by SACL CAI. We've also got Facebook and Twitter. We're actually going to start the show out with a message that was sent to us on Facebook that I think is perfect for tonight, considering our co-host is not our usual Tuesday night co-host. Johnny Ray's out for a couple weeks. He's on a working trip, and I invited Ademo Freeman back on the air to reclaim his Tuesday night seat.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's great to be in the third slot.
Well, it's good to have you back. I know that you've been kind of living out in the woods for a little while, enjoying your activist retirement. How's it going?
It's going good. Yeah, I'm just, catching my breath, getting my legs on the ground, and, loving life again.
Taking it easy, doing some regular work.
Sure.
You're doing, like, putting stuff up on eBay and selling it, as I understand.
Sure, sure. Still an activist at heart, too, trying the more self-sustaining thing and, having a closer circle, more effect on a local community base. So getting involved in that aspect. Still got the itch, though.
Now, I see you're still, you still have the Cop Block gear on. And, of course, for our listeners that don't know, Ademo Freeman is one of the founders of CopBlock.org. So when you decided that you were going to take a break from a lot of activism, obviously you haven't broken completely from CopBlock.org.
Sure. I mean, I still dilly-dally, or Pete and I, he's working near me now these days, too, sort of because we're both in the Shire. So, we talk, collaborate, and, Kate's over there doing shipping and receiving things and editing at CopBlock, and we're dating, so that works out as well. So
yeah.
I'm still around.
Okay. And I know that you are currently spending a lot of time in a town that has no cops, so
I got one cop, and he may have even actually shot somebody last week.
Really?
The Alstead cop might have been
Alstead,
the one.
Okay. You're working in a different town, though, where
there's
no cop, actually.
Exactly. But
yeah, the Alstead cop. So is this the shooting that I've been hearing about in the newspapers around here?
Yeah, the car chase.
That was in Walpole. That was in Walpole.
Right.
Oh, okay.
The Alstead and Walpole police responded to it. I don't think they've said which department or individual shot and killed the guy or not yet.
Now, I don't know anything about this story. Our listeners probably don't know anything about this story, but there's one detail that I did find out that's very interesting. The guy who was killed by the cops apparently was wanted on a warrant of some sort. I don't know what that was about. But it's the same guy who allegedly snitched out Weta Claus. We talked about the Weta Claus case a couple of years ago. Damo, you and I went to support Weta Claus. I don't recall, Mark, did you make it up one day?
No.
Okay. Anyway, we went to his trial. This is a guy who is in his 50s. He's a nice guy, lives in Grafton, lives in the middle of nowhere, just keeps to himself, minds his own business, and was growing some marijuana for his own personal consumption. Well, apparently his neighbor, who was this guy that got shot by the cops just a few days ago.
Yeah, his name is escaping me right now. It's like
Larry
Loban.
Somebody.
Larry something, yeah, Loban or something.
Larry was, I guess, a nosy, busybody neighbor who allegedly was the one who informed on Bob Constantine, Weta Claus.
And it was due to getting in trouble of his own. He got, like, kidnapping accusations or charges, and so he's cooperating
he's a low
with
life,
the
apparently.
Police. Yeah, it's a crime with an actual victim.
He had quite a record.
Yeah, so I just thought that was an interesting detail. The same guy who snitched out Weta Claus and created all of the aggression that went against Weta Claus is now
It's an interesting story.
Police.
Like you say, so this guy actually committed a crime with the victim, was let out because he turned in somebody who had committed no harm or aggression against another person, so then was still able to be free to commit armed robbery that day and then almost be pulled over for the warrant and get chased down in a high-speed chase, endangering many people, and then shot by the same, well, maybe not the exact same police, but the same police protection agencies of the state that let him be free to begin with.
What an excellent system.
Right, right.
You'd think that a crime with no victim would be completely different than a crime with a victim. You'd think that it'd be in a whole different classification. But no, they just make some felonies. You can beat somebody up in a parking lot, and that's a misdemeanor. But, you got 2 ounces of marijuana or whatever, and that's a felony.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was Jim Johnson or yourself, Ian, before your guys' case in Superior Court here, a woman stole like $2,500 from her grandmother, and the judge sentenced her to a year of probation.
Hmm.
You know, and that she had to pay this money back at like $60 a month over time.
Right, but record a phone call and you go to jail for months, or stand in front of a police car and you're in jail for several weeks.
Right, and I think that's when Jim went in, or you did, for the 53 days, and it's like, yeah, they harmed nobody. They didn't lay their hands on anybody. You know, same point I made during my wiretapping case when the guy was putting his hands on people and getting suspended sentences. You know, there's no justice inside that system.
So with coplock.org, it's a decentralized website, meaning that the content that's posted there can come from a variety of sources. It can come from the crew that's kind of behind the website, including, you know, Pete Eyre, yourself, Kate, whoever it is that's operating the site. But also you take submissions from people. So if you find something that's outrageous about what the police are doing in your area, you could submit the story to coplock.org, and it might end up there on the front page.
Exactly. There's a number of ways to get involved or get in touch, and so there's many Facebook pages, thecoplock.org, facebook.com/coplock, and many of like chapters or groups that have sprung up. So if you can't find, you know, your way onto the regular site, there's many offshoots or chapters that are doing the same thing.
Now, the story that I have here from Carlos Miller at photographyisnotacrime.com, I did not originally find at CopBlock, but you guys have it there on your front page. It is about Massachusetts cops who should know better, considering the Glick decision, which was a pretty well-known decision, at least amongst activist circles, happened in Massachusetts, which was a situation involving an attorney, Simon Glick, who was arrested for recording the police. I believe the police were arresting someone else at the time when he was recording them. They then proceeded to arrest him, and he took it all the way to the Supreme Court in Massachusetts, and then I think above that to the
Second District?
Federal District
Second
Court or something like that. One of those federal courts made a ruling that was pretty positive towards your right to record the cops or your right to record government bureaucrats in public places. And as is the case with a lot of court rulings, it doesn't really seem to have an effect on anything. The courts can rule that you have a right to record the police, but that doesn't stop the police from from assaulting you, from kidnapping you, from taking your camera, from taking your memory cards, forcing people to delete photos. These things have continued on. I was a victim of it in Palmer, Massachusetts, just late last year when I was arrested for having a video camera that I was using in their town hall there. Fortunately, that was Palmer PD and not the Boston cops. I think this is Boston. Actually, not Boston. Northampton. Is that around here?
No, that's just south of Greenfield, Mass, where Pete and I had our wiretapping.
That is the west side of Boston.
It is the west side. And we always heard about Northampton police being heavy-handed, you know, while we were up in Greenfield.
Interesting.
But.
Well, they certainly were in this particular video. It's Carlos Miller again. Photographyisnotacrime.com is his site. Massachusetts police pepper sprayed and arrested a man for video recording them after they ordered him to walk away. They then spent the next several minutes handcuffing and stuffing him inside a police car, while a woman who repeatedly identified herself as an attorney recorded it all. The incident took place in a bar district in Northampton, and the video was uploaded today. Other than that, there's not much information available other than the following brief description. Northampton police were arresting an innocent black man outside of Tully O'Reilly's for no reason. This according to the person who recorded the video, I think. All he did was take out his phone to start recording the police. He did not fight back, did not resist, but was pepper sprayed and slammed onto the ground and arrested. The video starts off with some type of police action across the street. Cops look as if they've made some arrests, but the suspects are sitting on a sidewalk, and everything appears to be under control. Then we see a man standing in front of the officers, appearing to hold up a camera, which is when several officers storm up to him and order him to walk away. He continues to stand there, apparently recording, which is when an officer unleashes a cloud of pepper spray in his face, while two other officers pounce on him, tackling him in the middle of the street. The man yells out, "I didn't do anything!" The attorney, who is only identified as tired of it, and who created her YouTube account on Saturday, apparently to upload the video because it's the only one she has, also begins yelling at the officers that he did nothing wrong. We can't play the audio on the air for you. It's full of profanity. But the link we will post for you on our Facebook and continue the story here in moments. Get your thoughts and any experience you have with similar situations, or you can bring up anything that you want, plus some questions coming up here. I think that'll fit you very well, Ademo, in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to share your thoughts on interacting with the police, recording the cops, maybe some sort of experience that you've had. I know that certainly Ademo and myself have had a lot of experience in this particular area. And, of course, Ademo is with us here tonight from copblock.org. We'll continue, and we will take your calls about whatever's on your mind as well. You can take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-FREE. Don't forget, you can also connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. And, as I mentioned, we do have Facebook and Twitter. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to link over to either one of those, as well as sign up for email updates to be kept in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com.
If you've got a family, it's a really good idea to have some stored food on hand. You never know if when some kind of emergency can strike and, you know, it's your job to provide for your family. So a really great place to get stored food is food.freetalklive.com. There we have the Legacy Premium brand with which we work. And it's the only one that's GMO-free, the only one that's MSG-free, the only one that's artificial flavor-free, the only one that's preservative-free. And it's half of the cost of the competitors. At about $1.50 a meal, you'd think that with all those things that are missing from it, that it's free of, and the cost, that it would be foul-tasting, but not at all. No, I've had these meals, and they're great. They'll last you 25 years. They've got an oxygen absorber and every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. And there's free shipping on every order. Go to food.freetalklive.com. Get the mega sampler pack that we've got there on special right now. It's a great deal. Check out the comparison chart that compares the Legacy Premium brand to its competitors. And, of course, our great specials. Food.freetalklive.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE. A man has been arrested in Northampton, Massachusetts, for the horrible crime of attempting to hold the police accountable. And this is one of the things that CopLock.org has been advocating for years, that, you know, you see the police doing something on the streets to somebody who's peaceful, to somebody who hasn't harmed anyone else, or even if they have harmed somebody else, it's your right to pull out a video device or an audio recording device and record the scene. Because you're in a public place, they're your so-called public servants, you should have a right to record those people.
Exactly, and all too often it's officers' words against the victim, criminal, whatever label they give such individual. And so, you know, a camera doesn't lie. It's not about, you know, picking on cops. A lot of times, I know you've probably experienced this as well. You're out, leave the cops alone. They're just doing their job. It's like, I'm not picking on anybody. This is transparency. Like, I can't manipulate a video from what actually happens. I mean, sure, you could edit it down and stuff, but then it's obviously tampered with.
Right.
But with a timestamp and non-editing, like, this is real time. This is, hey, you know, that's what I've told several juries. I'm taking you back to when this happened, and you can watch and decide if we deserve to be in a jail for this.
So. And sometimes it works out later on. Sometimes it doesn't, as far as the courtrooms and the juries and all that. But if the cops would behave themselves in the first place, and
if the jurors weren't a bunch of servile little,
I know, we talked about that in detail last night. But if the cops would behave themselves and actually respect people's right to record them, and some officers do. Some officers, like, you know, the cops in Keene are pretty good. I mean, they're pretty decent about it. We've trained them fairly effectively and have recorded enough times to where I would say they at least appear to be comfortable with it.
At the very least, they ignore you.
Right. I mean, if you just ignore the person with the camera and go about whatever it is that you're doing, then, well, maybe there won't be any consequences later on. But every now and then, there are these court cases like the Glick decision where somebody decides that they feel like it was wrong for the police to arrest a cameraman. And they go and they take it all the way up to, some high-level court, and they get a positive decision. The sad thing is the positive decisions don't seem to make a difference. Carlos Miller saw this down in Florida where he was harassed. You were actually there for one of these, Ademo, when you went to visit him.
Yeah, Carlos and I were the 50 State Security Group.
Right. This is the group. There's a private group that's hired by the city of Miami to handle their security for the trains or
buses. Yeah, it's like a metro system around there.
Yeah, and Carlos was harassed by them previously. There was a memo that had gone out instructing them to
not harass photographers,
yeah,
and particularly him, Carlos,
right,
Miller, let him go and say, we went there just to kind of reminisce about it. We were going to shoot an interview with him about it with that in the background.
Oh, I thought you were intending to test their policies.
No, we were there just to be like, this is where it happened, talk about it, and not 4 or 5 minutes into being there, we're getting eyeballed by security, and one guy took
a
swing at Carlos, trying to hit the camera out of his hand, and
ridiculous.
We got that stuff. But one thing I want to point out about these two incidents is, like, you were talking about how in Keene we don't have those examples, and I think, like, sometimes when these happen, when officers rush in, it's always the backup that comes in, and they're all jacked up on adrenaline, and then it's like, clear the scene, do whatever. You know, we don't have that here in Keene, I think, because of, you know, the perpetual filming of the police all the time, and so we're lucky enough that they don't come running in, because that seems to be a lot of the cases. I haven't fully watched this video, only started watching it before the show, but it seems to be those are the guys that come in that don't use any sort of common sense that could be applied to this exact scenario because they don't know about it. All they hear is, like, officers, you know, fellow officers calling for backup, and so they come in, they're the first ones to pull out guns or pepper spray or tase somebody, and, you know, it's sad that this happens all too often, though, but fortunate enough to have a video camera in this case.
And they do get jacked up on the adrenaline, and in this case, there was a lady who claimed to be an attorney who was doing the recording. She definitely sounded a little tipsy in the video, but thank goodness she was there. Let me continue with Carlos Miller's description of the video. Again, I linked to it over on our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. The man was simply recording the police when he was attacked by the cops. One officer unleashed a cloud of pepper spray in his face while the other two officers pounce on him, tackling him in the middle of the street. He yells out that he didn't do anything. And meanwhile, a security guard who apparently works at one of the bars in the area begins ordering the two women away, but the one holding the camera does a good job of standing her ground. At one point, the security guard claims the public sidewalk is private property that belongs to the bar, which is something we've heard before, but is not true. The lawyer's companion continues to shriek at the cops, which is one of my biggest pet peeves, says Carlos, because it ends up drowning out everything else in the video due to her proximity to the microphone. What are your thoughts on that one, Ademo, with people like losing their cool in a situation like this? It could be tough to stay calm.
Well, yeah, it's tough. I mean, emotions, you know, I don't know how sometimes I've held it together other than just, you know, inching that line further and further to, like, by the time I was actually bull rushed by a cop back in New Jersey, I was pretty well used to having them be in my face or ask me questions, but I was more concerned about the bar owner or bouncer that's saying, get off this property, we own it. It's so sad to hear times where people are indirectly trying to assist the police and, like, causing harm to another person. And, like you had mentioned before, even if the force the police are using against the individual is justified, I'd still prefer it to be recorded to ensure that, like, those cases happen in the future, or that they know that someone's always there recording. You know, they can use it as training, or they could use it to, like, oh, all the time, every time somebody's recording us.
Just acclimate them to
exactly.
So, Carlos,
and it protects the police too. I mean, if they're doing things, you know, if they're doing things right as they claim that they do generally, then they've got video.
Right. So I hope folks would at least think that instead of shooing people off or screaming hysterically, like, even if it is a loved one that was just maced or pepper sprayed, I'd hope that they can stop and think that, hey, shooing people away who are filming isn't good, screaming around people who are filming isn't good, acting and swearing like a banshee isn't good. You know, the focus is to hold, you know, a clear record of the events, whichever way they may swing, and hold people accountable for committing wrong.
Right, and this, I think, is going to lead into the questions that we received, which were completely coincidental, from Andrew on Facebook about recording the police, because obviously there's risk involved in this, but thank goodness people had the courage to pull out their video cameras in this incident. And the more cameras there are, usually the better off you are, the safer you are. More coming up, though. We'll discuss. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-453 or connect with us on Skype. The username there is lrn.fm. Now, that toll-free number is brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you have a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do it for you. They can handle the arduous and vexing task of collections. Just get a hold of SACL CAI. They'll treat both you and your customers with respect. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. They have been a sponsor of Free Talk Live for a very long time. SACL CAI.
All right, so we're going to go to the phones here. By the way, with you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
Let's talk to Jamie. I'm not sure if it's a male Jamie or not. Male Jamie? Female Jamie? Hello?
Male Jamie.
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live calling from New Jersey. What's on your mind tonight?
I want to relate this gentleman who's arrested in the video situation to another organization you guys talk about, Never Take a Plea, because seemingly he did nothing wrong.
They it does look
probably,
that way.
I'm interested to see what they charge him with. He may end up on trumped up charges of assaulting an officer or anything like that.
Probably going to be disorderly conduct because they probably said something like "get out of the street" and he didn't back up fast enough for their liking, and so they'll claim that he wasn't following their orders.
Yeah, he didn't beg or bow to the king's men.
Right, and they'll probably trump up charges and then offer him a plea to get off easy when he didn't do anything wrong. And unfortunately, too many people, as we know, take these pleas.
Yeah, and something like it's far less than 1% of arrests end up in a trial, which I don't think the average American really understands. I think that they think that, yeah, only guilty people take pleas, but they make it so difficult to take something to trial, and they'll pile up the charges, and they'll threaten you with such a large amount of time. And we've seen over and over again, the activists here in New Hampshire, and I think people intuitively know it, that if you take something to trial, they will give you a harsher sentence than they would with the plea deal. I mean, I guess that's why they call it a deal, right? You just go ahead and roll over for this bull crap that we've got you charged on, you know, don't bother with your constitutional right to a fair trial, and you'll get less time.
Well, and they had these laws, like felony or misdemeanor to start with, and like felony could be anything from like no jail time to like the rest of your life in jail. Misdemeanors could be like no money to like 1 year, maybe 2 years in some places.
Right, it's huge
stuff, and it could be anything from like walking in the street at the wrong spot or to like actually physically assaulting somebody to any degree. And so, you know, they come by and they say, oh, you didn't listen to a cop, and like that could mean you like punched him, pushed him down on the ground, and maybe you should do a year in jail for using physical force against somebody, or you just said, no, I don't want to move. Either way, you're looking at a year in jail, and they're like, hey, just admit you did wrong, 6 months of probation where you pay us $50 a month to watch what you're doing, and sounds great, right? And everyone's like, yay, give
me
another.
Well, that's just it. I think that, you know, one of the things I disagree with as far as the way you phrased it, Jamie, was that, you know, it's not getting off easy to take a plea deal. If you're on probation, that's not getting off easy. It may seem better than what could have happened had you gone to trial and been found guilty and then sentenced to something more severe. But being on probation means typically that they can come into your house if they want to, search your whole house. They find a beer in the fridge, even if it's not yours. Violation of probation. You go back to jail.
Police contact for no reason. That's your own fault. Ride in the wrong car. Violation of probation.
You don't
back
make it to
jail.
One of the meetings that they require you to go to, you know, just because whatever reason happened, you know, they don't like your excuse. You violation of probation. You're back in jail. Test dirty for some marijuana. Right. VOP. So I mean,
can't pay your monthly dues. Yeah. Back to jail.
I don't think it's necessarily easy, although it can certainly seem like the easy road. And I think certainly in the long run. Go ahead.
I said that part with my tongue firmly planted in cheek.
Gotcha.
They make it seem like you're getting off easy when you did nothing wrong in the first place.
Right, and that's the worst part about it. Even if it was, even if it was a total suspended sentence rather than probation, which is easier than probation, in that case, you still have something on your record. You still have a guilty conviction because you pled on your record, and that doesn't necessarily look good in as far as job interviews and things like that, and what people think. So there's that damage that comes out of it, and then there's also just the moral aspect of you just pled guilty to something where you didn't hurt anybody.
But they still make it easier.
I had my own situation recently.
Oh, did you? Okay.
It was not nearly as big as this gentleman's probably going to be facing, but I broke down and I walked away from my vehicle to try and find gas.
Okay.
I came back to my vehicle a half hour later and there was a police officer behind my car. He proceeded to give me a ticket for abandoning my vehicle.
What?
I was a citizen in need of help, not a criminal in need of punishment.
Wow.
Yeah. So because he wasn't he wasn't there to help
right.
run you off to get some gas, he decided to give you a ticket. It's really bizarre.
Yeah, and the statute clearly states the vehicle must be abandoned per se for a minimum of 24 hours on the side
24.
Of the highway.
That's what I would call an abandoned vehicle. Yeah.
He doesn't know the statutes, though. I don't know all the statutes. I'm sure even the robot's man, you know, he doesn't know all the.
Yeah, well, a lot of these cops don't know the laws. I mean, how can anybody know the laws?
I've had so many cops tell me, like, oh, you'll figure it out later. Here's your ticket. You know, have a nice day. Well, you're clearly in the wrong.
Maybe he doesn't know the statute, or maybe he does, and maybe what he knows is that if he gives out enough of these tickets, if he, you know, comes across 10 abandoned vehicles on the turnpike in a week's time, writes 10 tickets, 8 of 10 are going to come in with a check, you know, even if they're not in violation of the actual statutes.
Right, that's what I was trying to say before.
I did not walk in with a check. I asked for my. I went to the first thing and I said, I am not guilty. I want a court date. They gave me a court date. He didn't show up. It was dismissed.
Ooh, you were lucky with that.
It wasted my time and maybe $10 in gas to go back and forth twice. But I'd rather do that on the principle than write a $50 check in the first place. And by not writing the $50 check, if I had been found guilty, I would have had the $50 fine plus $285 in court costs. I took that chance.
That's
to
a big
stand
chance.
Up for
yep.
the right thing, and it got dismissed because I didn't take a plea.
I'm right. Glad. That's what I was going to say. Is that normally, you know, with my Greenfield case, with Pete and I had wiretapping charges. It was a year's worth of time. We had to spend $5,000-$6,000 going back and forth to Greenfield, spending multiple times down there. And preparing our own legal defense, mm-hmm. That at the end of the day, they're like, oh, give us $300 and it's over. And it's like, you know, I'd already, it's not about the money at this point. You
right,
know?
We're
it's
in
like,
this
we're
all
already,
the way.
We're already in this all the way. But, you know, at the beginning, it was like, oh, well, just do a year in jail. You know, well, I'll spend $6,000 before I do a year in jail.
But you guys got kind of lucky. There was one guy on the jury that turned the whole
sure.
jury. And if that guy had to been there, these servile, doe-eyed cows would have gone ahead and put you guys in the pokey for as long as these prosecutors would have
I was just
to
trying
go.
To say that mathematically, we probably may have taken the first deal because I probably could have got out on work release, kept my job, had I been a... you know, 9-to-5 type person, but I was able to, you know, spin it around the other way and actually make it, you know, more
yeah.
of a project. Than
it's a great story,
sure.
but lucky at the same time.
I'm glad to hear your story, Jamie, because, you know, it's nice to know that they don't charge you the court costs if you have the case dismissed.
That's not everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case everywhere, but this happened to be in Rockland County, New York.
New York, okay.
I ended up with walking free. Not having to put a dime out of my pocket as I shouldn't have had to in the first place.
Jamie, thanks for sharing that story. Although I would, you know, I would caution the listener with this meme of never take a plea. The flyers I like to hand out say don't take a plea. And I think there are circumstances where taking the plea probably is the right thing to do for you. I mean, our friend Derek J was facing something like a dozen charges all at once, and he was pretty overwhelmed. He would have ended up in jail and had to prepare for cases in jail. It would have been very, very difficult for him to even have a chance at winning any of those. So he... regrettably, I think he feels sad about having to do it, but he did take...
that's probably the best example I can give where you're talking. He's facing 9 years, offered, you know, a couple months in jail with some suspended time. Like,
and never hurt anybody.
And not, that's the sad part. But.
You can see all the details over at victimlesscrimespree.com. There's an hour-and-a-half-long feature-length documentary we made all about it, featuring a demo. Go to victimlesscrimespree.com. Jamie, thanks for your call and the thoughts tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. By the way, those don't take a plea flyers, if you would like a copy for yourself, you can use these anywhere. You can go to tools.freekeen.com and you can link to them there, download them, print them out. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy. Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you would like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it is Ian,
Ademo,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away to you. So enjoy stuff like our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact because the chat room is built in there to the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. Chris is in New York listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. How's it going? It's Chris Cantwell.
Chris Cantwell, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about, you know, taking the plea and whatnot, and I understand that there are times you got to do that. I just, for anybody who's listening, never take the first one. I heard a demo say we almost took the first plea, and like, if you do that, you're definitely getting screwed. Turn down two, three, four offers, and eventually they're going to offer you something better. I was charged with DWI, as you guys know, and they wanted to charge me. They were threatening me with 4.5 years in a state prison. And a felony conviction, and I fought them for a year and a half. It didn't cost me anything more than time to do that, and I ended up pleading guilty to a misdemeanor and doing a month in jail. You know, and it's not a good thing, and obviously we'd all prefer not to do that, but it beats
4 years in the pen, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing I wanted to bring up real quick, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but here in New York, or New York City rather, there was an issue. Dan Halloran got arrested this morning. He's a city councilman, and he's been sympathetic to libertarian circles. He actually spoke on stage with me at Liberty Fest last year.
This is a city councilor from New York City?
Yeah, he was actually accused of taking bribes and trying to rig the mayoral election to get a Democrat the Republican nomination.
What do you think about that?
That's the story that's going around, and I think that points to sort of the failure of political libertarianism, in that people try to change the system and it winds up changing them. If you guys aren't familiar with the story, I don't know how much that does for the show, but I wanted to bring it up.
I'd like to touch on your first point about never. I was surprised about how many people I sat in jail with that did take, like, the first plea, like, when the guys were like, oh, I did this petty crime, and they've said, do this time, and I was like, all right, lock me up today.
You were surprised?
I was surprised.
Why?
Because I couldn't, I mean, how many people, like, to me, it's like, car salesman or like when you go to a rummage sale, like, so the sticker says $10, you don't just hand someone $10. You say $8, $5. You hustle for this thing. So like, why would you do that at a rummage sale and not with your life? Like,
people don't
do a year, 6 months. How about that?
They may not know that. I'm glad you called about that, Chris, because that's a great point to make, is that there's always another deal after the first one, almost always. And even if there isn't, even if they never come to you with a second deal, you can still wait it out right up until the trial, basically, and take the deal before it goes to trial.
I don't know how many times I've heard the deal proffered right before the trial that's generally going to be the best deal.
Yeah,
but
that's happened to me. I was about to select a jury, and they offered me. This was a year and a half later. So much for speedy trial, by the way. Mm-hmm. But they offered me a year and a half later. As I'm about to pick the jury, they tell me plead guilty to a misdemeanor, do 45 days in jail. They were first offering me 6 months in jail, 5 years probation, and a felony conviction. Mm-hmm. You know, and it wasn't until I fought that for all that time that they finally said, we don't want to go through with this trial, and they made me the deal. And I accepted it because I said, you know, I could beat this case, but if I don't, I'm going to feel like a real idiot spending 4.5 years in a state prison.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you beat them down at least to a point where you can have a manageable amount of time. I guess you're all right with that. So, you know, it's a win for yourself.
Well, Chris, anything else you want to share tonight?
I tried to take it a trial. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, just, you know, if you're facing a case and you're thinking about taking it to trial, but you think you might lose, at least fight it for a little while, because you're gonna get off with a lot less time than if you take the first deal. That's the worst possible thing that you could do. At least give them a little hassle, and you're still tying up the court system for months or even years. Some of these cases.
Thanks for the call tonight, Chris. Good suggestions. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You know, a lot of times, you and I have done a lot of don't take a plea deal outreach at the courthouse here in Keene. We cover it every single day. They have arraignments. We're actually there. It's arraignment week this week. So, you know, we've interacted with a number of people who've been coming in for cases, and it's always been my impression that besides the people that are like old school, been through the court system a bunch of times guys, and there are plenty of them, most of the people coming to these courthouses are just wide-eyed, and they don't know where to go, and they don't know what to do, and they're scared because they've never been through this before, or they've never been through this in this court system before, or whatever, and people don't know anything about what they're getting into. So it wouldn't surprise me. It would be interesting to do a poll of people showing up to an arraignment and, you know, get every, you know, all 50 or 100 people, because they usually pack these arraignments with all kinds of people, get them all to answer the same set of questions of, well, did you know that you could refuse the initial plea? Did you know that the second plea offer might get better? Did you know this? You know, it would be very interesting to see what level of knowledge people have about these.
Sure, issues. Even about, like, suspended or, you know, I forgot the other term for when they delay sentences, but there's a...
Deferred,
thank you. And so the difference in between those, I sat in jail with a guy who came in right before I was released, and he's... something about domestic or like seeing his kids, and he wasn't supposed to have contact with a woman, and so he did have contact with her, but he had the right to go pick her up or his kids up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know how he picks up the kids without seeing the ex or the baby's mom.
We have a friend that this sort of happened to. The kid was being transferred at the police station. That's not traumatic for the divorce, right? And he's not allowed to speak to her, and she keeps on asking him questions about paying some bill or something like that to do with the house. And, you know, he's getting his daughter like he's supposed to, and he's looking down and trying to avoid paying attention to her, but he just goes ahead and nods to her to say that, you know, I'll take care of that, and wham, like the cops come right out of the doors and get him.
Like, you made eye contact.
Yeah, right, against the rules. She said, I'm going to get him, just watch, you know, that kind of thing, and they got the dude.
Yeah, so he had gotten in trouble for this, and so they said, oh, 6 months suspended sentence. He didn't really understand what that meant, and so, like, for a year, he picked up his kids again under the same circumstances, but one time he brings his new girlfriend, that makes the old girlfriend mad.
Oh, no.
She calls the cops. He's doing 6 months, no questions asked.
Wow.
You know, no trial, no nothing. It's just your suspended sentence. Yep, you violated it, and that's that. And so he was gone. He's like, I can't believe it. I'm
wait a minute.
Yeah.
Suspended sentence. Okay.
He was on a suspended.
He wasn't on a probation. He was on a suspended sentence, but he got charged with another crime for violating the restraining order.
Something like that. Yeah. I mean, okay. Maybe they don't know exactly how it went, but I know that he went 6 months now for... basically going to pick up his kids and making her unhappy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He had done the same scenario over and over, you know.
And the guy we're talking about here was in a similar situation where there was this restraining order, and he technically violated it, I guess, by shaking his head, or right. What was it? He nodded his head?
He nodded his head. He said that, you know, that he had a chance to look at the police video, and the police video, it made it look like his lips moved with the way his head. So, I mean, as if auditorily saying yes or no to somebody who's asking you a question. I mean, to me, that's like entrapment, or, you know, like whatever the woman's right is to not be spoken to ends when she addresses a question to you.
She, by the way, this situation prior to the incident you're describing, right after they had split up and she got this restraining order against him, she contacted him to offer to let him see his kid. And, of course, you know, he's a dad. Dads want to see their kids. So he agreed to this. He met her in the park in Central Square in Keene. I think it was Central Square. Anyway, he met her in the park. And, you know, he got his kid, got to spend a little bit of time with his kid, and then got arrested.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So she just kind of set him up?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that part of the story.
Yeah, set him up. So, and it did.
What was she doing in the park? These are the questions I'd have.
Bringing her kid there, you know, so she could set him up.
But the, you know, it's like the police don't care in these circumstances.
No, they don't.
You know, I mean, what is she doing going to this park? I mean, really? He just happened to meet her at the park? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, the cops would be like, well, there's a restraining order, and I'm just doing my job, and you'll figure it out in court. It won't be a big deal.
She contacted him.
But these dudes are the same ones that get it railroaded on them when the time comes. Cops aren't immune to this stuff. This is what I don't understand, is that they'll go ahead and do this job when somebody will do that same job to them. It's absolutely ridiculous.
And that's only then will they understand, is when it's done to them, when it actually touches them.
It does happen to them. That's what
I was going to say. I mean, there's a cop recently on Cop Block that a cop blocker called and said, hey, you know, you've had a warrant on one of your own officers for like some petty, like, I don't know, it was a parking ticket or boot or something for the last 2 years. He's a cop. Huh. He's in your station every day. And they're like, we don't have any record. He's like, well, it's right here on this public website. Like, I'll send you a link. And they're like, we don't know anything about it.
We're going to use our discretion. Thank you.
Exactly.
Citizen.
So don't worry about it. It's one of us.
It's good to be in the gang. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That is brought to you by SACL CAI. Now, one of our Facebookers has some questions that tie into this whole discussion, especially coming back around to your right to record the police, especially if you're in a public place. And we'll get to those questions here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Plus, if we get a chance, last night we mentioned, Mark, that you had the 18 reasons for homeschooling, which we didn't get to at all, so maybe we'll get to some of those tonight. But your calls take preference, so dial in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. More coming up. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books. Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Savon Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNLive.com.